from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Ave in West Milwaukee. Check him out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
All right, it's that time. Love talking to my guy, Tim Dillard, who joins us now. Tim, thanks for coming on, bud. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am good. And salutations from St. Louis.
Love St. Louis. I was in St. Louis, was it last summer, 2 summers ago, for a baseball tournament and had just an amazing time in St. Louis. That town is a lot of fun, a lot of cool things to go do. There, you went and hung out and went around the city last year, didn't you? Didn't you have the family with you last year?
I think it was 2 years ago. We went. I've been to the Arch like 4 times, and every single time it's like can't figure out how to get in. Like they change the entrance, or you got to book ahead of time. Yep. And I'm like, all right, I'm done. And yes, it puts you in like a teeny tiny pod anyway. So
it does.
So I've been to the Arch. I've seen it. I just haven't gone through the little tube.
Yeah, no, I get it. There's a lot of fun stuff, though, to do at St. Louis. All right, a lot of fun stuff considering this Brewers team wasn't supposed to be where they are coming into St. Louis in the middle of August, obviously. And we were just playing some clips from some different shows prior to you coming on, a couple from MLB Network talking about the Brewers the last 24 hours, and another one coming from the Foul Territory TV podcast with A.J. Pierzynski and Eric Kratz and those guys, Ken Rosenthal, giving love to the Brewers today. He called the Brewers bullpen essentially a bunch of cast-offs from other teams that the Brewers have turned into guys kind of pitching right now in their prime. And started talking about how they develop pitchers and how, you know, they may be up there at the level with the Dodgers and Cleveland and some of these other teams, which Charlie and I were stunned by because we think the Brewers are the best developing pitchers at this point. But what do you say to that whole idea of quote-unquote cast-offs from other teams with this Brewers bullpen and how they've used them and developed them?
I mean, it's more of a hodgepodge. Like you have Devin Williams, he wasn't really cast off. Guy was good. Once they got him healthy in the minor leagues, you saw how he shot to the big leagues.
Yep.
The guy's an all-star. So, but you start going around and you pick out each guy. They all have good arms. They all have good stuff. It's about putting it together. That comes with, you know, whether it's the pitching lab or finding out what you do well. And then kind of plugging that in. Not that these guys weren't good before. I would say the biggest factor here is that they were on teams that had other priorities. So you come to the Brewers, you kind of put it together a little bit better, maybe hone your craft, and then what the Brewers offer is the possibility of, hey, there could be a spot for you. So that's what they're doing. They're providing opportunity for these players. So, I mean, this is what other teams, for whatever reason, just didn't think, hey, we're going to give you an opportunity. Brewers, hey, they're rampant. Hey, you're good. You can play for us. And that's what you want. That's what pitchers want to be around.
Is it that they're improving them on the pitches that they throw? Is it they're developing a new pitch for these guys in certain situations that helps them round out as a pitcher? Is it game planning as far as how they're throwing their pitches, how much they're throwing certain pitches varies and differentiates themselves from how they were used on their previous team to play more to their strengths? Is there a common thing that ties all these guys together in their improvement?
I would say yes to all of that because that's what pitching is. Two examples I'm just going to bring up. Maybe it doesn't apply directly to the bullpen, but just these philosophies in general. The other day, Colin Ray, after his brilliant start against Cleveland, he said, throwing to Eric Haas, he's like, he enjoys having different catchers at different times because they're going to call different games. Brewers have three catchers right now, and if they went back-to-back games, you know, back-to-back-to-back games with the same exact pitcher, they're going to be three different game callings. What that provides is you don't fall into routines and sequences. So when another team's trying to put a plan together, they don't know what kind of plan to do. You know, you're going to throw more of something. You're going to try a different space as far as where you locate a pitch. So that right there is going with your game planning and pitch calling type, you know, whatever. And then look at Frankie Montas, who's pitching today. His fastball usage has gone up, you know, and some of the off-speed stuff has gone down in the last month since he's been a Brewer. And he's starting to see some success. Some 4 ERA, the Brewers have won all three games that he's pitched in. So it's about figuring out, okay, what's working and what's not working. And it's not just, oh, well, the guy's bat 350 against this pitch, let's don't throw it anymore. It's let's find the right time to use it. And we'll use it in, you know, against a lefty or righty or however we can maximize it. But, yes, there is a thought process to this. There is a trial and error period. But that's what Chris Hook does so well. He comes in, explains all of it to everybody, and then can convince them, hey, this could be the way we do it.
We talked about Gary Sanchez catching Freddy Peralta over the weekend and Peralta having his best game in quite some time with Sanchez catching. And I brought up the idea of, well, maybe Gary Sanchez catches him his next start and see if they have similar type success together. And if they do, maybe you just ride that train where Contreras DHs on those days and let Sanchez be Peralta's catcher. There's so many different variations that go into, you know, two guys working together and getting on the same track. Did you ever have a situation for whatever the deal, whether it be in the minors or the big leagues, where you and a catcher didn't click and it just never seemingly worked for whatever the reason?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I mean, not really. I felt like just the way my craft was, I knew myself so well, and I knew how I was going to pitch to a point where I could pretty much text several of my previous catchers and ask what my signs are, and they would hit me back right away. just because that's I knew my game, but I'd already been through it. In my younger years, it was more or less, if it's an older guy, I'm just going to say yes and go with it. And then maybe talk about the game later. Hey, this, I would rather have thrown a split finger here rather than a slider, you know, and then that's where you talk about it. But to sit there and think in the minor leagues or even the big leagues, if you're an up and down guy, to sit there and say, this is how I want to pitch, unless you're a starter, you're basically just showing up and going, all right, here's my best stuff. And the catcher can know right away. Good catchers know right away. They can catch your warm-up pitches and be like, oh, this guy's got the sinker working, or, hey, this guy's curveball's legit, and then they'll run with that. If you throw three changeups and they're all trash, they're going to be like, nope, we're not going to throw that.
Yep. So you know right away. Talking with Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter, at Dim Tillard. Let's talk about another guy that's had a tremendous amount of success, and we've talked about him. The Brewers tweeted out about him about a half hour, 40 minutes ago. And the tweet was, how many Rookie of the Year candidates can one team have? Obviously talking about Jackson Chourio. But Tobias Myers, since June 1st, has an ERA of 1.86, best in Major League Baseball. And seemingly nobody is talking about him. And nobody was talking about him at the beginning of the year either. What makes him so good?
Well, number one, I don't think any of the national media is really talking about the Brewers at all outside of the last 24 hours that you just brought up.
Right.
I don't know why. They're beating good teams. They're beating a lot of teams. But, yeah, Jackson Chourio definitely should be looked at as Rookie of the Year. But Tobias Myers is just something different. To be able to come up as a rookie and be a starter and put it together – he actually, last time I looked, I'm not totally sure, it's been a couple times, but I think he's actually worked better with Gary Sanchez than he has with Contreras or Haas. And so sometimes there's a veteran catcher that can be like, hey, this is how I see you pitching the game. And then you have success, and then you go, okay, so when you're game planning with maybe another catcher, you go, hey, we tried this last time, it's really good. Tobias Myers is, his fastball, his cutter. That bullet slider. I mean, what's interesting is that he throws a ton of strikes, forces hitters to swing the bat. And if you have that kind of command where you're going up to the plate knowing you have to swing or you're going to be behind in the count or strike out, it's the advantage to the pitcher if you have that command. And he does. And he's only shown like maybe moments where he'll out of nowhere walk a guy and dials right back in. So, yeah, it's pretty elite stuff. He's handling it extremely well because each time out it's almost like it gets better. In fact, he was robbed on a couple of starts. I thought that Pat Murphy could have left him out there a little longer on a couple of starts,
yep.
And I thought he deserved it. And one game, I think it cost him. They took him out, and I think they lost because they took him out.
Yep.
And another game was, hit or miss. They had a great bullpen. They were going to win the game anyway. But there's no reason he shouldn't be, maybe leading the team in quality starts because he's been that good.
He absolutely has been. You brought up Gary Sanchez. That's the second time we've brought him up. And they brought up on the I think it was the Fox broadcast with A.J. Pierzynski, who joins us coming up here at 3:20, about Gary Sanchez's defense improving maybe since he's gotten over here and how seemingly no matter what catcher you throw in Milwaukee, regardless of where they came from, seemingly they get better when they get to Milwaukee behind the plate. I mean, he had that throw. I don't remember what game it was over the weekend. Sanchez, he threw the ball from his knees on a rope to second base trying to get a base stealer. The ball was in perfect position on the right side of second base towards first base. The guy was safe, but it was a hell of a throw by Sanchez. And I'm not quite sure that really gets talked about enough in this area as far as how much better defensively maybe Sanchez is than what everybody expected.
Yeah, I remember the one you're talking about. It was like a laser pointer down to second base with a good tag, too, on a guy that, by the eye test, you're like, oh, he's safe. Well, I think it's a combination of things, too, because the way the new rules are, they're just basically saying, hey, stolen bases are going to be easier. They're limiting the times you can pick over. The bases are a little bit bigger. All of that plays a role. And so you have to have catchers that can throw people out. So it is an emphasis. I get to the field early sometimes. I do see Sanchez out there, working on throwing. He hasn't been playing an absolute ton behind the dish, so maybe his arm is fresh. But also, with keeping and controlling the running game, pitchers are just doing better getting the ball to him, you know, to every catcher. Hey, we're going to, you know, not go through a full 2 seconds to get the ball to home. We're going to go through a 1.3 seconds to the plate and give him a chance to throw somebody out. A lot of times that's pretty much what it has to do with. Can you keep a guy close? We talked about this in spring training, the way William Contreras was throwing behind runners the entire spring training, just planting that seed of we're going to control the running game no matter what. And I think opening day backpicked the guy at first in New York. So those are the type of things that when everyone's kind of executing what they're supposed to be doing, you're allowed to thrive. And I think that's what we're seeing from Sanchez. He's got a good arm. Pitchers are giving him a chance, and he's coming up big.
Always fun. Do it every Tuesday. Brought to you by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Delicious food over there. CJ and the crew just do a great job. Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin, Brewers analyst. Catch him on the game coming up tonight. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again next Tuesday.
Yeah, buddy. Thanks, Sparky.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Tim Dillard. Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on 1250 AM. The Fan. Coming up next hour, as I said, AJ Pruszynski, former MLB catcher, now does the Fox Game of the Week. Also, co-host with Eric Kratz and Scott Braun on Foul Territory TV. He joins us coming up here in about 25 minutes. Charlie Sound of the Day as well, brought to you by Prize Picks. Comes up around 3:40 in the next hour. However, we turn our focus to the Wisconsin Badgers football team next here on 1250 AM The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.